love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's word for your life today.
For just a little while this morning, Hebrews 11 and 5. Hebrews 11 and 5. 11 and 5, Hebrews. And when you have it, say amen. All right, begin reading now. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. For just a little while, I want to speak from the subject, what a testimony. What a testimony. Won't you help me, preach, and turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, what a testimony. Turn to the other one and say, neighbor, what a testimony. Now say to yourself, self, what a testimony. And I wish the same can be said about me. If you don't wish the same could be said by you, something is wrong. Enoch, his name means dedicated. In the fifth chapter of Genesis 21 through 24, you find the short story about Enoch here. What's interesting about this is, and I'll throw this out and come back to this later, was Enoch's father was named Jared. Jared lived 162 years and then had Enoch. And then lived 800 years after that. His son, Methuselah, lived 969 years. 7 years difference between the grandfather and the grandson. But Enoch only lived 365 years. He was 65 years old when he discovered or committed or dedicated and or gave his life to God. And for 300 years, he walked with God. Now, my brothers and sisters, this is so very important, because as we walk through the text, I need you to understand that this testimony is not just any testimony, but this testimony is God saying that Enoch pleased him. You see, when this word was written in the New Testament, God, through his Spirit, gave this word to the writer of the Hebrews and said that Enoch had pleased him. Now, this is not the first time that God testifies of someone doing good. If you look at the verse before, by faith, Abel, in verse 4, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was what? Righteous. Here it is. God what? God testifying of his gifts. Of his gifts. See, so God doesn't have a problem with testifying, because God does not lie. And if he does not lie, then that means he can't say something that's not true. And so the only way that he says or testifies about something is whether it is good or bad or right or wrong. But the truth of the matter is, in these two cases, God is bragging on these two men. Wouldn't it be wonderful to have God brag on you? Wouldn't it be wonderful to have a relationship with God that brings you into the very presence of God and causes you to experience God in such a way that he is pleased with you just as much as you are pleased with him? Now, let me just deal with this right quick, because there are 32 words in this fifth verse and 32 words in the sixth verse, but we won't have time to get to the sixth verse because time is short and it's hot. Verse 5 says, listen, in the fifth word of these 32 words is the word translated. Then in verse 19, you have the word translated again. And then in the word 24, you have the word translation. Three times these words appear in this one verse. If I just jump to verse 6, the only three words that appear like this besides he and him is. The fifth word in verse 6 is by faith, but without faith, it is what? Impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he
is.
That's the 20th word. And that he
is,
that's the 24th word, a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, numerology is a whole nother matter. I'm not bringing it up. I'm just saying it so that you'll understand that this text was written to bring translation and understanding how God can do miraculous and wonderful things when you please him. The word translated means changed, transformed, made different. All right? All of the translations that I read, NIV, NLT, ESV, and a Message, all use the word, instead of translated, taken. But you've got to recognize that God couldn't take him without changing him. Because flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven. So God couldn't just take him without changing him. That's why translated is so important in the text. Now look at what it goes on to say. By faith, Enoch was translated. Translated. So that he could not see death. And guess what? He was not found. Now just think, if this were in modern day time, the text would seem to be saying the same thing, and it would be, but it would be different to the hearers today, because with all of our agencies that know how to hunt down folk and find folk, they would all, Baton Rouge's finest would be looking for Enoch, but they wouldn't find him. The East Baton Rouge Parish Sheriff's Office would be looking for him, but they couldn't find him. Louisiana State Police, our premium service of law and order and protection, wouldn't find him. The FBI would look for him, and they couldn't find him. Listen, the CIA would look for him and couldn't find him. The special ops teams would look for him and couldn't find him. And I've got to tell you, not only them, but the Navy SEALs who found Bin Laden wouldn't find him. The only agency that would have been able to discover where he was and in fact knew where he was the HBI, Heaven's Bureau of Investigation. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost were the ones who knew where Enoch was. But no one else could find him. God, by faith, did not want him to see death. And he did not. And was not found. Because God took him. God took him. God took him. God took him. Why did God take him? Because God was so pleased with Enoch. Let me give you three reasons why he was pleased with Enoch. And if you do well to write it down, you might be able to practice this and get a little closer to God. First, he had faith in God, and he was committed to God. Faith in and committed to God. Faith in and committed to God. Point number one. He was so faithful to God. And my brothers and sisters, you know the first part of verse 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to do what? To please God. And yet the end of verse 5 says, he pleased God. So the first thing I want to tell you is that he had uncommon faith. Uncommon faith. My brothers and sisters, it's so important for you to recognize that the only way you're going to get into the deeper things of God is through faith. When you look at the Old Testament and when you look at the New Testament, matter of fact, this book of Hebrews is dedicated to all of the saints who died in faith, looking for the promise of Jesus Christ to come. And many of them knew they wouldn't see him in his lifetime, but it didn't stop them from looking for him and preparing to see him. By that same kind of faith, God was moved by that, because those who did all that they did it through the power of faith, trusting in God. Yeah. One acronym for faith is forsaking all, I trust him.
Come on, doctor.
forsaking all, F-A-I-I-T, trust H, him. And that was Enoch's whole posture. It was his whole persona. He trusted God more than anyone else. And he was committed to God. 300 years he walked with God. How did he walk with him? By faith. He lived 365 years. We have 365 days in a year. Every day of every year for 300 years, Enoch walked by faith with God. Can you imagine the conversation? Can you imagine the revelations? Can you imagine the observations? Can you imagine all of the exaltations that God had received and even gave back to Enoch in those 300 years? Faith in and commitment to God. But the second thing I want to tell you is that he had fellowship and communion with God. Fellowship and communion with God. He had faith in and committed to God, but he had fellowship and communion with God. He didn't just walk and talk with God. He communed with God. And God communed with him. Even as in Revelation when Jesus said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open the door, I will come in and sup with him and he with me." Enoch supped with God in communion that brought him even closer and more intimately with God. That was a union in their communion. It wasn't just one-sided. It wasn't just one way. It was Enoch reaching up to heaven, and it was God from heaven reaching down to earth. And it was in this same union of those two for 300 years, getting closer and closer. I don't know if Enoch said, "Lord, the closer I get to you, the more you make me feel." I don't know if Enoch said, "Lord, whatever you're doing to me, don't stop it." Because when we're in fellowship together, something happens. I can't put my finger on it, but something happens to me. And every day he looked forward to having fellowship and communion with God. But then thirdly, I just want to throw this out parenthetically. His future is in God. His future is in God. He had faith and commitment to God. He had fellowship and communion with God. But then he had his future is continual in God. His future is continual in God. How do you say it's continual, Pastor? Because I just got through telling you, his father, Jared, lived to be 962 years. And his son Methuselah lived to be 969 years, the longest recorded human on earth. And yet Enoch only lived to be 365 years. It doesn't seem fair that they would live longer than Enoch did when Enoch pleased God. Let me throw this out to you as I back up and share this again. Jared lived 962 years and died. Methuselah lived 969 years and died. Enoch lived 365 years and was changed. He's still alive today. He is so much alive even now because God was so pleased with him, his creation, that he did not want him to what? See death. Experience death. He wanted him to have a bit of eternity on the inside of him. So he changed him and transformed him and translated him and gave him a piece of heaven even before he got to heaven. And then when he got to heaven, he said, now leave the flesh there because the flesh can't stay here in heaven, and gave him a spiritual body. And Enoch is still alive today. Somebody ought to shout for God's glory. I'm about to close, but let me tell you what happened. Let me tell you. And I need to throw this out. If you're writing this point down, please do. Your very existence in the presence of God can cause you to experience the favor of God. Your very existence in the presence of God can cause you to experience the favor of God. My brothers and sisters, that's why it's so important to get into the presence of the Lord. Psalm 16:11 say, in thy presence is fullness of joy. When you're in God's presence, one of the reasons why Enoch believed God so much was because he knew God was omnipotent, all powerful. He was omniscient, all-knowing. And he was omnipresent, always there. Every conversation, every day of every fellowship, Enoch experienced one or all of these traits in God. Let me tell you, when you're in God's presence, let me just take you to the New Testament just for a few moments, just to help you understand this concept. It is in his presence that things happen. Now remember, he's omnipotent. He's all powerful. He's omniscient, all knowing. He's omnipresent, always there. So you don't even have to tell him what your problem is. What you need to do is get in his presence. See, that's why, my brothers and sisters, I expect a miracle every day. God will make a way out of no way. And so I rejoice. I don't care if it's two or three of us who show up. If we show up in his presence, He can do some life-changing things, because it don't take many for him to do anything he wants to do. But when you seek his presence, he can fix your problems. He can straighten out your life. He can give you what you're in need. I mean, there is nothing that God cannot do. The woman with the issue of blood, 12 years, went from doctor to doctor to doctor to doctor. She was in the wrong presence. They worked on her, but they couldn't heal her. Many years ago, I saw, I don't know if the name was AGCO or whatever, but they had a sign. We don't work on cars. We fix them. Some of y'all don't get this. Let me put it this way. Jesus don't work on your problem. He fixes it. All you got to do is get in his presence. And that woman said, if I could but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. What was she saying? If I can just get in his presence. I don't need to touch him. I can just touch the garment hanging on him. And there's so much power in him that when I, she got a healing because of the power in him. People went to the pool of Bethesda every year waiting for the angel to trouble the water. Jesus came in the presence of a man who had been there 38 years. And he first opened up his mouth. He should have heard the praise team singing this morning. But they were complaining. He was complaining about every time I try to get in the water, some man jumps in before me. Jesus said, listen, do you want to be healed? Just tell me what you want. I don't want you to tell me what you ain't got, what you can't get. Tell me what you want. See, when you're in the presence of the Lord, you don't need to complain about what you're going through. He stopped by because the man had been going through for 38 years.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I've ever done.